Well, it's been about 8 weeks since we last looked at the Proverbs. I can't believe it. But we've been looking at a study called The Crowning Wife Versus the Contending Wife. And this will be number 3. And before we get to new material, I just want to review briefly and read some of the key texts that we've gathered together on this topic of a wife, good or bad. The first verse we looked at was Proverbs 12:4. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who shames him is as rottenness in his bones. This word excellent really set the tone for our study on the prudent wife, the godly wife, for it refers to the strength of a man's legs, of a horse, of military might, of wealth, strength of character, competence, capability, of the Israelites in charge of Pharaoh's cattle, of judges. It's been translated noble, brave, or virtuous. And that's the woman, the prudent woman that we've been considering. All of her excellencies make him a better man. They exalt him and qualify him to do more than he could do without her. Although we saw that the opposite, the woman who shames him, she causes their union to become a chain rather than a crown. It's the very opposite of what God created it to be. Then we looked at Proverbs 14:1. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish woman tears it down. This proverb shows that the woman is on a mission of construction or destruction. Wives, you have the capability to construct a house, to build it, or to destroy it. Then we looked at Proverbs 19:13 and 14. A foolish son is destruction to his father, and the contentions of a wife are a constant dripping. House and wealth are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. We noted that this constant dripping, it's not occasional, for we all would fall into that category of occasionally being contentious when we fall into sin. But she is constantly contending. Contentions, plural. Then we noted Proverbs 27:14-16. He who blesses his friend with a loud voice early in the morning, it will be reckoned a curse to him. In parallel, a constant dripping on a day of steady rain and a contentious woman are alike. He who restrains her restrains the wind and grasps oil with his right hand. She cannot be restrained, because she's like oil. If you poured some olive oil on your hands, it would just run through. Then we looked at those proverbs. It's better to live in the corner of a roof than in a house shared with a contentious woman. And that verse is doubled, so we noted that a double warning calls for double diligence. Young men, we've been exhorting you to pray and to seek a woman who is prudent and to avoid a contentious woman, for she will be a contentious wife. Or new material, we come to one verse, Proverbs 18:22. Proverbs 18, verse 22, our text for today. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Now there's two ways that this verse would be translated, and I believe both points are correct. The first is, it generally applies to all men who get married. For what did God say in Genesis 2? The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable or corresponding to him." Indeed, it's good for all men to get a wife, generally. This was the first thing, remember, that was not good. If you go back and read Genesis 1 and 2, God did this, it was morning and evening, and God said it was good. But here it was not good, even in Eden, it was not good for man to be alone. The second interpretation is that it specifically applies to God-fearers who marry God-fearers. Sounds a bit unusual, but we remember that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, so a person who fears God would marry a person who fears God. I believe this second interpretation is the best based upon all the other proverbs that we have. as well as the ending, obtains favor from the Lord. This woman is favorable. We noted it similarly in Proverbs 12:4. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband. Or 31:10 we'll come to next week. An excellent wife, who can find? Her worth is far above jewels. A good woman is God's woman. She fears Him and therefore is a good thing. Because we read about the woman who's not a good thing. She's as rottenness to His bones. She's like cancer. This woman is a good thing. Though a bad wife is a bad thing. Whoever finds this woman, he who finds her, gets and obtains favor from the Lord. He obtains. And this word is from the root to bring out. And I was thinking, imagine you've been at wedding services, and at the end of the wedding, after all the vows and all the stuff has been done, the minister presiding says, "I now present to you Mr. and Mrs. Blessed Couple. I present to you this couple." And the proud husband walks down the aisle with his new bride in his arm, very proud. And then he gets maybe to the door and he picks her up, he scoops her up, and he carries her out through the threshold, as it were, bringing his wife out, presenting her for the whole world to see, for he has obtained favor from the Lord. He's bringing her out for everyone to see, this crown on his head, this wife is from the Lord. He has had favor. God has favored him, and this favor will continue the rest of his life, though not with all that pomp, of course. We don't have wedding ceremonies every day, but this blessing continues the rest of his life. A picture to obtain. He obtains this favor, and it shows before all, and he's happy to show it. Well, I'd like to look at this verse from this vantage point. How is she a good thing and a favor from the Lord? How is she this? It says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. How so? In what ways might she be this? I have 13 ways. But first, single men, single guys, young boys. One day you'll get married, Lord willing. And I want you to think of these traits that we're going to go through as sort of a picture. Draw a picture of your future wife with the pencil of Scripture. Take these points and say, "Lord, this is the woman I want. This is the woman that the Bible sets forth as a woman who fears God." Christian men, that's the woman you need to find. So this is not just for married couples. This is for you singles, young ladies. When you hear these points, examine yourself. Cultivate them. Look at your life and say, "Father, make me into that woman. Make me into a woman as your word describes." Now, this is not an exhaustive list, but I trust it will cover the major points. Now, each one, there's 13 again, we'll think of it like this. She's a good thing and a favor of the Lord because, number one, because she is your helper. This is where the Bible begins. She is your helper. I will make him a helper suitable for him. William Arnott said, "The maker of all things took the measure of man's need and constituted woman a suitable complement." It's like God had out his caliper and he was measuring man's needs and he saw a gap and he put the woman in there. He created us with this need and he fulfilled that need of a helper by making our brides, men. She is fundamentally a good thing and a favor from the Lord, for she is our helper. We were incomplete, and He completed us. We had a need, and He fulfilled it. He brought her to us as He brought Eve to Adam, a helper. Secondly, how is she a good thing and a favor from the Lord? She is your companion. She is your companion. It is not good for man to be alone. It's a good thing now and again, men, to remember what it was like when you were single. Maybe you were single for a short time or a long time. But it's good to remember when you went to a get-together and you saw all these couples and there you were, the single guy. And you Maybe you said, woe is me, I'm single. Maybe you long to have a wife. Remember those days, what it was like to be alone. To be alone, to not have an anniversary to celebrate. On Valentine's Day, you had no, you didn't have to buy chocolate to give to someone. You had no one to give it to. You were lonely. To one degree or another, we were all lonely. And God brought us a companion. Because it's not good that we would be alone. Let's remember that now and again, men, so that we will see this good thing that God gave us, our companion. Third, she's a good thing and a favor from the Lord because she is your counselor. She's your counselor. She's made to be a helper, to give you advice, to give you counsel. A few years ago, my wife encouraged me to pursue a better job for many reasons, and this led to my current job, for which I am grateful. If I wouldn't have had her, I'd still be pushing boxes in the warehouse. Because she is a faithful wife, she counseled me and encouraged me, sweetie, try for more. You can do more. I thank God for her in that regard. Men, there are many things we could think about where our wives counseled us, and when we were wise enough to listen, to receive it, God blessed us. God blessed us. She is your counselor. Fourth, she is your encourager. A lot of these are related. She's your encourager. Men, have you ever been discouraged down in the dumps? Maybe a little or a lot. And your wife comes alongside and says, sweetie, you can make it. You can do it. She brings a verse from Scripture and reminds you of it. This is why she's a good thing, because she is a Christian wife who helps us, who encourages us, who counsels us. Fifth, she is your supporter. Remember, the word woman, isha, means toward him. She's supporting. She's like the beams around a house, supporting the main beam, holding it up toward him. She is toward him. Have you been challenged by something at work or in life, and your beloved bride stood by your side? And with her support, with her keeping your back, as it were, her being toward you, helping to hold you up, you made it. Because she was your support, you were strong. She's our support. I saw this pointedly this week as I saw Brenda being by the bed of her husband for 6 days, 24 hours a day, nursing him, caring for him, cleaning up what he needs, getting him what he needs, singing to him, praying with him, reading the Scripture, playing a sermon. I saw this woman, and if we think for a minute, we may not have that great of a situation, but maybe you've been up at 2 a.m. sick to the stomach. Who's standing next to you? Your bride. Who's bringing you medicine when you're sick in bed? Your bride. We need to remember that she's a good thing and a favor from the Lord, for she is all of these things. We've already said it. Number six, she's a favor. She's a good thing and a favor from the Lord because she is your bride. She is your bride. Remember, we've studied Ephesians 6 extensively. This is the picture of your bride walking down the aisle with her. You're so proud. She's a good thing for you. God's given her to you. Remember, marriage is the deepest human relationship that we can experience. We actually become, in the words of Scripture, one flesh. To such an extent that this is the picture that we reflect Christ and His bride. You might think that the closest relationship is a mother with her children, a father with his children, brothers and sisters. They're very close, but there's no relationship closer than a husband and wife. You're not even related by blood, and yet you become one flesh. Seventh, she is your lover. Remember, we spent time in Proverbs 5, 15 through 19. Go back and read it, where he said, rejoice in the wife of your youth, enjoy her. And all that that means. This is the most intimate physical relationship we can have, the very gift of God. She's a good thing, a favor from the Lord. Eighth, she is your best friend, I trust. She's your best friend. Read the Song of Songs where the wife is speaking of her husband. And she says, this is my beloved and this is my friend. There's an intimacy of the lover, the husband and wife, and friendship, the deepest friendship you have is with your spouse. That's why she's a good thing. By the way, read the Song of Songs to see an ideal marriage relationship. See the intimacy portrayed there of a husband and wife, lover and friend. Song of Songs, highly recommend it. Number 9, she is your house builder. We've looked at this weeks prior. The woman, the wise woman, builds her house. Titus 2, workers at home. She's a woman who builds the house. Men, what would our house look like if our wives went on strike? Did you ever go to a bachelor pad? Not all of them look this way, but it's notorious that bachelors are a mess. Imagine what your house would look like without her. If she stopped doing laundry, stopped putting laundry away, stopped caring, stopped teaching our kids, those of us who homeschool. This is why she is a gift from God, a good thing. She's a house builder. 10. She is your fellow child raiser. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Ephesians 6. Children are to obey their parents, plural, fathers and mothers. She is a gift because she is helping to raise your children. Remember, what would our children look like without our wives? If they went on vacation for a month and left them just to us, we'd struggle. We would struggle. Of course, God helps, but God gave mothers and fathers. She's a good thing because she is, in many ways, mostly raising our kids. Most of us are gone for the majority of the day, and she's doing most of it. She's a good thing. 11. She is your fellow heir in Christ. Remember Peter's exhortation? Grant her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life so that your prayers will not be hindered. She's a fellow heir. There's no second-rate Christian. For in Christ there is neither male nor female. These women are gifts. Our wives are gifts. They are good things and favors from the Lord. We're nearing the end. Number 12. She is your crown. She makes you a better man. I hope none of us have doubted this. And it's a good self-check to take a few minutes and think of all the ways your wife has helped you to be a better man than you were without her. How we are completed. How we have been blessed. How we have grown in grace. How we have been a better father. How we have honored our parents better. How they have instructed us as a beloved spouse and guided us in the way of truth more accurately. She is the crown. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband. That's a pretty high place. Right on the top of your head, a crown. He is honored. He is exalted because she is excellent. Again, let's think of all the ways she helped us. Things to do better, and things we have improved upon because of her help. Men, her presence, our wives' presence in our lives have made us better. And that's why she's a good thing. And finally, just in the words of our text, 13, she is your gift from the Lord. Do we view our wives as gifts? As a good thing that we obtain from the Lord, His favor, the blessing, the boon, the gift that He brought to us when God brought Eve to Adam, and He just got so excited and He proclaimed, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." There were a lot of exclamation points in what He said. Men, do we? And we have to admit, we all fail. There are times where we sin and we don't view our wives as gifts. We don't treat them like a gift that God gave. If God brought Eve to Adam and he started to complain and he started to murmur, what would that say to God? It's the same way with us when we forget that our wives are good things, that they are gifts from God. Well, I hope that this one little verse, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord," will encourage us men to appreciate our wives, to love them, to thank God, to receive them as a gift, as when the first day you walked down the aisle and you were smiling and you were rejoicing. That's still the gift from God, however many years God has given you. Would you have any comments or questions this morning? Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for our wives. Forgive us, Lord, because far too often we are ungrateful men. Lord, you have made us better by giving them to us. It was not good that we were alone, and you brought us our Eve. You completed us. You fulfilled us. You have grown us in grace, grown us as men because of them. Thank you, Father, for our brides, and may we love them more. May we always be mindful that they are a gift. May we not take them for granted each day in the mundane chores of life, but would we be appreciative on all these levels that she is a crown, that she is the raiser of our children, the builder of our home, our counselor, our encourager, our helpers, Father, our fellow heirs in the grace of salvation. Thank you, Father, for our marriages, and Father, thank you for the beautiful picture I saw this week of Brenda caring for Jerry in the midst of such a trial, Lord. Thank you for the grace you've given her, and may it abound even more, that as she would nurse him and care for him, that you would even use that to raise him up. Father, she is his completion, as our wives are our own. Thank you, Father, and may you glorify yourselves in our marriages, and that we would conform to your word. Thank you for the Proverbs that instruct us. And Lord, I pray for our single men, that they would have a biblical picture of what a wife should be. Lord, protect those who are in Christ not to marry out of Christ. And may you be preparing, even in our own flock, men and women to marry and to reflect the glory of Christ and His bride. Thank you, Father, for all of this. In Jesus' name, amen.